Okay, we're up to mitzvah number 8 of the Rambam. And although we could spend time connecting it to other mitzvahs and looking at the progression, there's no question that this mitzvah stands on its own. It stands on its own halachically, it stands on its own philosophically, and I feel like there are so many great ideas to be seen and to be had here that we'll just let some of the sources take us away and then we'll discuss. There are three, I'm not sure if it'll matter in the end, there are at least three places in the Torah where a phrase akin to v'halachta bidrachav appears. And I put them all at the beginning of the sheet. The first one, they're all in Dvarim. Yikimcha Hashem lo la'am kadosh ka'asher nishba lach. Right, God will make us a holy nation as he promised us. Ki tishmoret mitzvot Hashem alokecha. If you keep the Torah. V'halachta bidrachav. Let's just ask. The mitzvah is v'halachta bidrachav. If you read the pasuk, what would you make of those two words, v'halachta bidrachav? No sources, no nothing. I just ask you. You read the pasuk. What do you think it means?
Follow the rules.
Okay, but the phrase before it is said ki tishmoat mitzvot Hashem alokecha.
You asked this and that.
The rules.
Huh? So it's the same thing. Ki tishmoat et mitzvot Hashem alokecha and v'halachta bidrachav are the same thing. I mean, look, you know already that they're not gonna be. At least not in Chazal, but okay, you would read it that way?
Yeah, if you want to be medayik, you could say tishmor and halachta is different words. One is, you know, you should, you know, like cherish it, and the other is to implement it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we'll do the next pasuk. Kim shamor tishmurun et kol ha-mitzvah azot asher anochi mitzaveh etchem la'asota, la'avat Hashem alokechem, la'lechet b'chol dirachav, u'ledav kabo. So the one was v'halachta bidrachav, one was u'ledav kabo. I'm sorry, this is la'lechet b'chol dirachav, which is very similar to v'halachta bidrachav. And then the final one, achre Hashem alokechem te'lechu, that's the phrase, go after God. V'oto tirov et mitzvosav tishmaru v'kolo tishmo v'oto ta'avdun u'bo tidbakun. So three different phrases of the form of v'halachta bidrachav. So if you take my word for it, because I prepared, that v'halachta bidrachav is a mitzvah, it's the eighth mitzvah of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, but I don't tell you anything more. So what is the mitzvah of v'halachta bidrachav? Now, it can't be keep the Torah. There is no, the Rambam does not count broad statements that sort of encourage us to be good. It has to be something specific. So let's do what it's not. We can't understand it literally. Right? V'halachta bidrachav can't be understood as literally walking in God's footsteps. We don't think God has footsteps, etc. So if we have to give meaning to it, what are we going to do?
You prepared.
Yeah, but you're, again, you're...
In other words, you're following, like, it's like whatever Torah says.
Like
right?
What?
Torah tells us what God does.
No, but I specifically rule that out. I'm telling you, the Rambam doesn't count as a separate mitzvah some broad statement of keep the Torah.
You do not keep the Torah. The way God behaves...
God do what? So how does God behave? So give me an example. How does God behave?
Angry at certain things, and then God.
So we should get angry.
There are some things you're supposed to get angry. God gets appeased at certain times.
Someone gets angry, you could wipe out all your kids, because you know.
So Ellie says, so God is Rach. God has character traits, right? There are midos. Okay, so that's one approach. You don't like. Well, what would you rather say?
Does everyone count this as a mitzvah or just the Rambam?
Everybody. Bad news for you.
What would be the difference between the actual halacha versus the spirit versus the...
Well, so here, okay, so fine. There are two major sources as to what this mitzvah means, and those two sources will become a machlokes harishonim. Let's do the first one. The first one is the Gemara in Sota, number 3 on the sheet. Why number 3? I lost track. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mai dichsiv acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu. What does it mean to walk after God? This should sound very much like we had a similar Gemara. What does it mean to cleave to God? So the Gemara says, V'chi efsho lo la'adam lahaloch achar shechina. Could you walk after the shechina? V'alok far nemar. Ki Hashem Elokecha eisho chlohu. God's an all-consuming fire. Ella, says the Gemara, lahaloch achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm specifically not translating midot, because it's not what you think. The Gemara says, follow the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here it comes. Mahu malbish arumim, just like God clothes the naked, and here I don't mean it's limited to clothing the naked, I think it means taking care of people with needs. Dichtiv, vayas Hashem Elokim la'adam ulishto kosnos, or vayal bishem, God made clothing for Adam and Chava, af ata halbish arumim. Meaning, we know God did a certain thing, you should do that same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim, Dichsiv, God visited the sick. Dichsiv, Vayera, I love Hashem, Be'elonim, Amre, God visited Avraham Avinu after the Bris Milah.
Isn't that a mitzvah of itself?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get there. Afata Baker Cholim, you should also do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelim. Why? Dichsiv, Vahi Acharei Mot Avraham, Vayvara Chalokim at Yitzchak Binau. Afata Nachem Avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kover Meitim. Dichsiv, Vayikbor Oto Bagai, God buried Moshe. Afata kivor meitim. So here, whether you like it or not, the Gemara takes what I think is a very simple approach. You can't be godlike, but there are specific things we know that God does. So v'halachta b'drachav, not to be understood literally but metaphorically, means to follow in God's way. And therefore, the things that we know that God has done, we should try to emulate. Now, whether it's the Doraisa, the Rabbanon, what these mitzvahs are, leave that alone for a second. The approach is, the things that God has done, we should imitate God in action, I would say. Okay?
Very limited sphere of action.
Meaning they're only good things. There's no wiping out people.
Right. You don't like somebody kill him, drown him, you know.
Hashem takes mida, we're not supposed to do that, right?
Correct.
And even more so, these are individual examples of individual times. Actually, if you were learning this from trying to draw something from examples.
As I am.
Most of the time, God doesn't bury them. These are the exceptions that prove the rule. Most of the time, someone dies, God says, you're on your own. Someone else needs to do it. This is acceptable example that I like this person, I'm going to take care of it. But and even more so, especially the first example, God, David, you see them, he created them naked. So
right.
They did a sin, so therefore we give them clothes because okay, obviously, but in the nature we should be all naked. I mean, if you're going to use that it's a tough thing to try to figure out what God's machshava was when. I mean,
no, but yeah, I suppose part of the fact that these are exceptions to the rule, or these are the exceptions that prove the rule, that the world doesn't work in a way where God buries everybody. But when God does something once, when God interferes with, you know, the world doesn't work in a way that God splits the sea all the time. God does it once to show that it was, when it was necessary, that it was important, and the rest of it is up to us. I think specifically when God breaks the mold and does these things, but I don't think we should limit it to these things. The Gemara gives certain examples, saying the mitzvah of the halacha bidrachav is to look for God-like actions, things we know God has done and God believe and God supports, and try to do those things. So obviously, creating worlds is not the kind of thing that we can do. You know, wiping people out, it is limited to specific things. There are achronim, there's a long discussion about what about the fact that God sometimes seems to get angry? So the Rambam says God doesn't get angry. The Sefer Achinuch has a great insight. He says God doesn't get angry because anger is the result of frustration. And if you're omnipotent, you're never frustrated. The Torah pretends, it's an interesting psychological insight. The Torah pretends that God is angry so we can relate to it. But
it's every action of God.
Huh?
The Torah is pretending.
No. The Gemara takes seriously that God clothed Adam and Eve.
These are actions. Those are emotions.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. The point I'm trying to make is this Gemara limits it to actions, no emotions. Everything listed here, whether you like the list or not, what this Gemara basically is saying is to imitate God means to find discrete actions that God has done and to try to be God-like by doing those things.
Why can't they just make those actions themselves and it's spoken?
Nah, so be those things, each of those things is an expression of a bigger mitzvah of the halachta bidrachav. That's all.
You get double credit.
In the Rambam you do, by the way. The Rambam actually thinks, I didn't put it on the source sheet, the Rambam actually thinks that bikur cholim is a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, and the mitzvah d'rabbanon of, because the rabbanon doesn't pass in this week. But the point I'm trying to make is, in this Gemara, the idea of a halacha v'yuchava is limited to actions. Now, the other source, which I think is completely different and shows us a different side to Chazal's understanding, is the Sifrei in number 4. The Sifrei says, L'aleches b'chol d'rachav, Eilu hein darkei makom. What are the ways of God? Hashem keil rachum v'chanun, v'yaka ashe yikra b'shem Hashem yimalei, v'chihei achef shalom l'adam likro b'shmo shalom makom. What does it mean? Ela nikra hamakom rachum, afata yehei rachum. God is merciful, you be merciful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chanun, he's gracious. Afata yehei chanun, shenemar tzev chanun rachum Hashem, v'gomer. Va'asa matnat chinam, nikra makom tzadik, God is called a tzadik. Ki tzadik Hashem tzlakot ohev, afata yehei tzadik. Nikra makom chasid, righteous, shenemar. In the old days, chasid didn't mean, you know, God was never called a person who wore a strimal. Shenema ki chasid ani nu'um Hashem, afata haye chasid, etc., etc. I think this is diametrically opposed to the Gemara in Sota. Here, it's not about doing, it's about being. It's about being.
You know, it doesn't help you really too much, either way, because because God is called El Kana v'Nokem, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from an action perspective, you go back to the previous source, forget whether God's angry or not. Mm-hmm. He's not angry. Fine, he's not angry.
Okay.
But if I Hashem, 24,000 people dead, you know, 14,000 people dead, 700. You know, it's like, so you end up with the problem with both approaches, which I love. I love both approaches.
But okay.
The problem with it is that you do have the other side of God, where God is punishing people. And where God is, and if you go to the second source, God is called Kanavinokim. Whatever you want to understand, that
right.
jealous. Well, I don't know.
Right. God believes in truth, let's say, and when you deviate from that.
So that's the problem with
okay. So
God also knows when to do it because He has that judgment. Whereas how do we?
I understand. I don't know. I have suggestions, but I don't really know that I know the answer to the question of how do you know. I would say that the things that God does lechatchila, the way that God describes Himself in a perfect world, God would be just and merciful and gracious and caring and saintly, right? And when people do bad things, I would say, in Chazal's view, you only learn from God lechatchila how God would present Himself, as opposed to learning from God when He has to deal with problems in the world. But I'm not here to convince you of that. All I'm here to discuss is, whatever the list is the way you're mekayim this mitzvah, by doing actions that God does, or is the way that you're mekayim this mitzvah by being godlike, by establishing the character traits of God? So I'll say for myself, I've always assumed that doing discrete acts that God likes is easier. It's an easier way than actually becoming the person. Fair enough?
What do you mean by that?
It's harder for me to be charitable. It's easier for me to give charity.
Yeah, but if
I just want to point out, I think the Gemara in Sota says, go out and do things that make you godlike. And the Sifrei says, become godlike.
But if you become godlike, you will. It's meaning one.
I realize I'm presenting them.
No, it doesn't. By the way, it doesn't lead to. Because I can be a very nice person, but really, as a person, I'm not.
What does that mean?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't follow that.
I'm agreeing with what I'm following.
But even if you agree, I still have to understand.
When you could be a nice person. There are certain people who are very nice. You always meet them on them. But they have a dark, twisted thing that you don't know about.
No, so they're not nice. They act nice.
They act
nice.
You really are nice. Maybe you start with change on becoming godlike.
So
then my actions will follow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But it goes the other way. Godlike. And
correct.
Godlike is to change your inner side that I should become a nice person and not just be nice.
Okay, so having presented both views, let's actually look at the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah, number 5. Says the Rambam, V'hamitzvah hashminit hi shetzivanu lihidamot bo yitalel lefi yichalteinu. By the way, you don't find that line a lot in the Rambam.
you should do this lefi yechaltein as much as you can. Certainly the Rambam doesn't say, you know, say Shema as much as you can and take a lulav as much as you can. Here, I mean, and for obvious reasons. Because there are people who are more capable and people who are less capable of it, but it's just, it's a shocking, you know, those two words are shocking, lefi yechaltenu. Now, how do you do it? V'hu amaro v'halachta bidrachav. Ukva kafal tzifu zeh v'amal alechet b'chal drachav. Now, what does it mean? Uba b'peirush zeh. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra rachum. Af ata hayei rachum. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra chanun. Af ata hayei chanun. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra tzadik. Af ata hayei tzadik. Ma hakadosh baruch hu nikra chasid. Af ata hayei chasid. There is no hint in the Rambam to the Gemara in Sota, which talks about, you know, clothing and giving and nichum aveilim and bikur cholim. And by the way, it's not really a problem for the Rambam because the Sifrei is a stronger halachic source than a Gemara. Sifrei is basically Tanaim from the time of the Mishnah. So it's not a problem for the Rambam to paskin like the Sifrei. Had I known the direction this conversation was going to go, I would have done more on this point. But if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, one of the, you know, among the many revolutionary things the Rambam did when he wrote the Yad HaChazaka was introduce proper thought and proper modes of behavior as part of halacha in a way that never existed before, and even now you don't find in Shulchan Aruch those these things never made it in. Hilchos Deos is about how people should behave and what people should believe. So this, the Rambam uses this mitzvah of halacha b'drachav as the basis for Hilchos Deos. But there, it eventually comes out the way the Rambam has it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In fact, if you look at number 6, this is Perek Aleph Halacha Vav in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says, Kach lamdu b'peyush mitzvah zo, mahu nikra chanun afatayei chanun, mahu nikra rachum afatayei rachum, etc., etc. Go to the last full line, the end. Lahodia shehein drachim tovim v'isharim, v'chayav adam lahanig atzmo bahem ulehidamot elav kefi kochal. The same thing the Rambam said in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? All the ways, and here, in fact, go back. Here, if you look at the second line, it says, Va'al derech zo karu hanivim lakel b'chol otan hakinuyim. Erech ha'paim v'rav chesed tzadik v'yashar tamim gibor v'chazak. To tell us that these are the ways that we should emulate. So I suppose one answer to the question that's been asked is the Nevi'im don't call him angry. And the Nevi'im don't call him, you know, vengeful. It's described, but they're not called that way. I don't know if that helps the situation, but black and white, the Rambam paskins that the way to be mekayim the mitzvah of lihidamos bedarkei Hashem, or what is known as in Latin, I should drop a Latin phrase, imitatio Dei, is by becoming godlike in character trait. Mahu nikra rachum afatayei rachum. But before that, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos describes how he thinks a person should behave. And here, this is where the Rambam formulates what became known as the Shvil HaZahav. Shvil HaZahav being the middle path, which is a little different than the way we've seen it till now. If you look in the previous halacha, you see right above that, Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph Halacha Daled, the first full paragraph on that page, the Rambam says, Haderech HaYishara Hi Mida Beinonit. The proper way to behave is the middle path. Shebechol Deya V'Deya Mikol HaDeyo Sheyesh Lo LaAdam. With respect to every single character trait that a person has. How do you understand that? He says, V'Hi HaDeya Shehi Rechoka Mishte HaKitzavot Richuk Shaveh. The Rambam says the way you behave is by figuring out the two extremes of a certain character trait, and you pick the exact middle. For example, anybody want to give a shot before we read in the Rambam? For example, pick a character trait.
You can't be a totally gullible person. On the other hand, you can't be totally paranoid. On the other extreme.
Is paranoid the opposite of gullible?
I mean,
I know you. You can't be completely believing.
Believing, and you know,
on the other hand, you can't be completely disbelieving. Right. So the Rambam would say, right, the, a rational person.
That's the analyzer.
Right. So here's some examples in the Rambam. I only brought a few. Back inside. Lefikach, end of the second line.
Tzivu chachamim harishonim sheyehei adam sam deotav tamid. You have to focus on your thought process always, or your character traits. Umishaer otam umechavein otam b'derech ha'emtzait kidei sheyeh shalem begufo. Now, Ketzad. Says the Rambam, lo yehei ba'al chema noach lichos. On the one hand, you can't have a short fuse and constantly lose your temper, but v'lo kameche no margish. But you also can't be somebody who, you know, gets insulted all the time and doesn't feel hurt. Rather, ela beinoni. You see that? You might have thought the Rambam would say, never get angry. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says, you have to calibrate yourself so that you're not a person who gets angry very quickly, but you also can't be a person who has no feelings. Right? You have to pick the middle path. Similarly, lo yichad, I'm sorry, same idea. Lo yichas elo al dava gadol sheru lichos alav kidei shelo yaseh kiyotz bo pam acheret. There has to be a positive benefit to your getting angry. The Rambam thinks there is a place for anger, but it has to be in response to something that deserves it and that's really wrong in the world. V'chein, similarly, lo yitave elo lidvarim shehaguf tzarich lahem v'yevshar liyot bezulatan. The Rambam doesn't say, don't desire food, wipe out all desires for physical pleasures. The Rambam says you have to calibrate your physical desires so that they're in the middle of the spectrum of a person who can't control his desire and a person who's not human, who doesn't feel any desire. With respect to basically every character trait you can think of, the Rambam thinks that that's the way we're supposed to be. And the Rambam thinks that somehow that mode of behavior is a form of the halachta bidrachav, or leads you to the halachta bidrachav. And then maybe the answer to your question is, yeah, you see a God who's sometimes merciful and sometimes vengeful. And the answer is, you learn from those two that the way we're supposed to behave is the exact middle of the spectrum between, you know, anger and passivity or something like that. And the Rambam would basically say, anytime you find yourself with a character trait that's too far to one extreme, you know that that something's wrong. Okay? So, hopefully that helped people a little bit with the Rambam. And that's clearly the Shita Sarama. V'alach the Bidrachav deals with character traits. We're supposed to emulate God. Ma'u nikra rachum, afatay rachum. But it's a little more nuanced in the Yad HaChazakah than it was in the Sefer HaMitzvot. In the Yad HaChazakah, it's understood that essentially that puts you in the middle of the spectrum of human behavior. Okay? Now, what's the other Shita? The other Shita is the Shita of the Baha'u'llah Halachos Gedolos.
How does that work? Is it between a general base of from people? Is it turned to the general population in general of the world? You talk about like desires. This is why I use desires of the community that I'm in or supposed to be following.
Are you saying, how do you know what's the mid?
It's a very nebulous thing, and then how does one judge? It seems
right. You're saying like if you're in ancient Rome and everybody's lying around in the toga, you know, eating 22 hours a day. That's a good question.
Yeah, I suppose. Even with what's a big idish, you know, big idish.
Right, right.
Do you follow the people around you, or is it the general population that says, yes, you know?
So my guess is you would follow the people around you when you think the people around you are behaving more or less appropriately. You know, how else can you do it? There are societies where honor is incredibly important. And presumably there, people stand on their honor in a way that you and I would think is unreasonable. So if you're in such a society, probably you would need to calibrate over. You couldn't be the middle of that society because it's...
But that means, right, you lean to one side. Like, it's a very...
Yeah, so again, if I knew this would be the focus, if you want, you really... If you read, you know, the first four halachos of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, the Rambam goes through all this, how sometimes to get to a certain point, you have to exaggerate
right.
to one side. And with respect to caste, the Rambam gives you more leeway. But my guess is if you spend time thinking about it, you're doing it right. And if you never think about it, you're doing it wrong.
Well, so that was my question. It's not so much as a concession. It's
conceptual, like philosophical idea, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's more like when you tell me it's a halakha, as Rambam saying, it's not a halakha. So I need a little more of a.
Yeah, but that's only.
Not just a, you know,
but that's only. Yeah, but hear what you're saying and realize that that's what the Rambam didn't like that kind of way of thought. Well, if it's a halacha, I'm going to really be careful.
It has to be more. It can't be nebulous. You need a much more.
Why not? We're doing this nebulous stuff, and they're all halachos.
Well, that's my answer.
I hate to, you know, there's no chart you could take out to measure your kizayas of anger. We just got to be grown-ups about it, right? I know that it's not how we were brought up, and that's why if you read Hilchos Deis, you're like, how could this be in the Yad HaChazak? I thought that was I would expect this in the Mor Nevuchim. No, it's in the Yad HaChazak because the Rambam thinks it's a key of a mitzvah d'oraisa of the halach to vidrachav and spending time thinking about how I'm supposed to behave and what kind of person I'm supposed to be and how I relate to others is as much a halach as netilas yadayim, or maybe even more. Okay? Now, what's the other position? The position of the Bahag, which is, it's kind of hard to find, and I just quoted it from the Ramban in the Hasagos in number 7. The Bahag says, Aval bal ha-halachot hotzian le-mitzvot ha-ilu mi-vehalach le-bidrachav, shehi mitzvat asei be'emet katav, lalechet bidrachav u-lehalbish arumim likbor meitim le-nachem avelim le-vaker cholim u-mitzvah achatein. The Baal Halachas Gedolos took the Gemara in Sota more seriously than the Rambam did, and he says, I understand the Gemara says, Valach Levidrachav is to do godlike actions, is to be Menachem Avel, is to be Mevaker Chola, is to clothe the naked, is to bury people. That's the mitzvah. If you ask me, the Bahag, if I have to explain the Bahag Shita, it would be that the Rambam Shita is too hard. To become godlike, for all the reasons people are suspicious of it, it's hard to measure. How will we know? So the Bahag said, if you do godlike things, that's the way it could be yotzei the mitzvah. And for the Rambam, that's not enough. Okay? Now, again, the Rambam, having written all of Hilchos Deos, obviously thought that who we are mattered very much. But what I'd like to do is suggest, it's not me who's suggesting it, and it's not a chiddush, but I think it's a beautiful idea, is that these two things, the doing and the being, that I've set up to be some kind of dichotomy, that are two separate things, are of course really one thing in the end. And doing begets being, and being begets doing. But my favorite Sefer HaChinuch, which is the next source, will explain this, but I think in a direction that's different than most of us think. Look at number 8. Just the background is, this is a Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of the prohibition of breaking the bone of the Karban Pesach. And for some reason, on this mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch decided to ask the question, why are there so many mitzvahs relating to Yitzias Mitzrayim? And other parts of the Torah, you know, have fewer mitzvahs. And this is where he lays out his philosophy of how mitzvahs work. This, I think, the most famous paragraph in all of the Sefer HaChinuch. Number 8. Da, he says, know the following. Ki ha'adam nif'al kefi pu'ulotav. A person is nothing more and less, nothing less than the sum of his actions. V'libo v'chol machshivotav tamid achar ma'asav shu oseh bohem. A person's internal workings are based on the actions that he does. Im tov v'imra, for good or for bad. Va'afilu rasha gamur bilvavo. This is the guy who hates everybody. And when he goes to shul, he wishes ill. You know, when a guy takes a Torah out, he keeps hoping he's going to trip. And when he does high, he's the worst guy ever, okay? Worst guy ever. Worse than the guy who sits next. Okay. He says, In yera rucho, v'yasim hishtadluto v'asko b'hatmada b'torah mitzvot. If this guy, who's evil to the core, spends time doing good things, even though he's bad. Va'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim. Not because he wants, I don't know, he lost a bet. This evil guy lost a bet. He has to spend a week doing good deeds. That's it. And he only does it because he lost the bet. Listen to what the Chinuch says. End of the third line. Miyad yinate el hatov. He will, I'll say even against his will, start becoming a better person. Ubekoach ma'asav yamit hayetzer hara. and the strength of his actions will slay his evil inclination. Why? Here's the money line. Ki acharei ha-pe'ulot nimshachim ha-levavot. The Sefer HaChinuch says it's the opposite of what I've always thought. It's your actions that determine who you are. If you go to shul and you smile and you say good Shabbos and you're kind to people, eventually, even if you're faking it, eventually you will become a kinder, better person. We're so locked in to this construct where I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to pretend to be a better person than I am. God forbid people will think I'm better than I am. The Sefer HaChinuch says, what are you talking about? If you do it, then you'll be it. Let's finish, and we'll come back. Fourth line at the end. Va'afilu im yeh adam tzadik gamur ulevavo yashav v'tamim. Inside, you're the best person ever. Chafetz b'torah mitzvot. You want only good. Imulai yasok tamid b'dvarim shel dofi. But I don't know if you have a job that involves bad things. Kilu tamar derech mashal shehichricha melech umino ba'omunot ra'ah. Let's say the king appoints you the head of his harem. Okay? The king made you. The king made you do it. It doesn't matter. It's just an example. Play along. Okay? Be'emet im kol asako tamid kol ayom ba'oto umanut. If that's what you do, the chino says, Yashuv lizman min hazmanim mitzidkat libo liyot rasha gamur. You'll become a bad person. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emet, Shekal Adam Nifal Kefi Pu'ulotav Kimosha Amarna. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, if you're the most charitable person in the world, but you're stranded on a desert island and you can't give charity, you will stop being the most charitable person in the world. Because the most charitable person in the world gives the most charity. Full stop. How do you know who's charitable? You go look who's giving out tzedakah. How do you know who's nice? Go look and see who's crossing old people at a red light. He says, stop thinking, one second, stop thinking that it's all internal. I know this is the exact opposite of how I always thought, that what matters is who I really am. No. Says the Chinuch, no, what matters is what you really do. And what I would say is, this is the bridge, this is the bridge between the Bahag and the Rambam. Basically, what the Chinuch says is, if you do the stuff in the Gemara and Sota, You will then become or acquire the character traits of God, right? If you give people the benefit of the doubt when it makes sense, so you'll become a more charitable person, you'll become a more gracious person, you'll become a kinder person. He says it's as simple as that. Go ahead. Rune it.
Con artists, right? Take the perfect con artist.
Yeah.
Walks the old lady across the street. Knight feeds her, knight takes care of her, and then...
That's not a serious example.
But what I'm saying is, we see plenty of examples in life where doing good actions doesn't necessarily lead... I mean, I think it's all for simplifying on both extremes.
But that's
people are complex. It's not just actions, and it's not... You can't say if you just do good things, that will eventually you'll be good. Because there's a lot that goes on.
Can I say, it might be oversimplified, but I believe it. If you just, yes, if you cross a person across the street so that you could steal their money, obviously it's not going to make you a better person. But if you do it because you want to see the person safely across the street, it will make you a better person.
Because you already are a good person that you cross across the street.
No.
Do many things that he's saying, I'm saying this, here, do an experiment. Spend a day just doing good deeds and see at the end of the day. Now you do it anyway. I don't, you know.
Your behavior controls your emotions.
According to the Gemara says that you actually have to do the actions. So if you follow the actions, then I'm paying the mitzvah of working with Hashem.
Correct. According to the Baha, correct.
Right. Even according to
It's the Gemara and Sota.
No, but even the Sefer, when it talks about eventually I will come, but if I'm one of those people who holds on and who's like, the whole time I'm getting stuck, I'm really saying, I hope you choke on this food that I'm giving you. And I'm really, but instead, I'm holding on to this.
Right.
I might be kind of the mitzvah of giving to Ani.
Right.
But the concept of work, like, wouldn't I have to work on myself in order to be kind of the mitzvah of walking with Hashem?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right.
Through osmosis, because I'm doing good deeds, theoretically my character will change. But if I'm able to hold on to that part of my character, which is not to change,
I suppose you could. But
I'm not kind of mitzvah.
And not that I'm not over an aver, I'm just not making the mitzvah of walking with Hashem. Even though I'm doing the actual act.
Yes, I think it's possible. In fact, I know it's true, the halacha, to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of tzedaka, even with bad intentions. In fact, we paskin l'halacha that if you drop 100 shekel on the street and an ani picks it up, you got the mitzvah, even though you regret having dropped 100 shekel. It's a result-oriented mitzvah. But then you're not going to become a better person, you're not going to be more godlike.
But that's not what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying. The Sefer HaChinuch is making
a psychological statement, I would say, which the older I get, the more I believe. But I understand that it's an oversimplification, and that is basically stop being like all these people who are afraid of being appearing more religious than they really are. Because the worst thing you could say to people like us is, oh, he's a hypocrite. He's trying to look more religious than he is. The Sefer HaChinuch says, if you try to look more religious, you'll become more religious. It's as simple as that.
No,
religious and halachas and are different things.
Correct.
Right? It's God just, doesn't have character traits.
According to the Sefer, he does.
He's God. You know, it's impossible to talk about God.
Well, he shows
you can't be merciful unless you're sometimes not merciful. You can't be. All of these, that's like what the Rambam was saying, right? Like to have a character trait means you struggle with its opposite.
Okay.
We can't have that in God.
I agree.
But, you know, sometimes God has a bad day. It's just not, you know.
Right.
And God also doesn't have a
bad day.
God doesn't have, like, well, those three gods are over there,
no,
those three gods are there, I'm in the middle.
I think what the Rambam...
forget that whole construct, like, you can only, you know...
No, but I think what the Rambam really means is God never exists in the middle. Because God doesn't have to calibrate his actions. When it's correct to be merciful, he's merciful. When it's not deserving, he's just. And he's vengeful and whatever. And I think that's what the Rambam is really saying, is the way for us to be godlike is to look at the extremes in which God acts. God acts with 100% certainty in a way that we'll never be able to. And the Rambam says, for us, we need to be in the middle. The point I want to make at the end is, I think the Rambam didn't really see a distinction between being and doing. Having written Hilchos Deos, believing in the type of personal greatness that we're capable of, I don't think the Rambam believed in it. The Rambam did not see. We're so used to thinking that halacha governs actions and stays out of the type of person we are and the thoughts we have and who we really are. And the Rambam didn't see it that way at all. And Rav Lichtenstein, in an essay on becoming pure, he quoted the last Rambam on this sheet, but he did a lot with it. It's Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, and I think this will maybe bring the whole idea home to us. The Rambam says, Al tomar, again, it's all in the context of repentance. Al tomar she'ein tshuva ela me'averot she'esh bohem ma'aseh. Don't think, as you're preparing for Yom Kippur, let's say, that you have to do tshuva only from those things that have actions. Kingon sunot, v'gezel u'gneva, you know, sexual immorality, theft, and armed theft and regular theft. It says there, Ela kishem shetzarich adam lashuv me'elu, kahu tzarich lechapes bideot ra'ot sheyeshlo v'lashuv. You have to do tshuva. Min hakas, umin ha'evan, small-mindedness, umin hakina, jealousy, umin ahitul, urdifat hamamon v'hakavod, umerdifat hama'achalot u'kiyotze bohen, min hakot tzarich lachzor b'tshuva. Ve'elu ha'avonot kashim me'otan sheyesh bo'en ma'aseh. Bad news for us. The Rambam says, who you are matters more than what you did. Shebizman she'adam nishka be'elu kashehu lifrosh mehem. V'chein u'omer, etc., etc. The Rambam says, lehalacha, you don't have to just do tshuva for eating basar b'chalav. You have to do tshuva for desiring basar b'chalav. You have to do tshuva for being small-minded. You have to do tshuva for getting angry at people for no reason. Do tshuva for being jealous of them. It didn't translate into actions. The Rambam takes seriously that part of religious behavior is not behavior. It's character traits, and it's molding them. And I think part of what's behind this is the Rambam thought it was possible. The Rambam thought people, and you could think maybe he was out of touch, the Rambam thought that people could work on their character traits and analyze themselves and make themselves better. And he thought we were selling ourselves short when we limited ourselves to doing tshuva from the narrow definition of halacha. The Rambam thought v'halachta b'drachav mattered as much as the isser of basar b'chalav and the mitzvah of tzedakah and all these things. And he thought when you sat down to repent, the idea of repenting from just the narrow definition of halacha was wrong. Now, you look up and find where does it say it's asur to be angry? And where does it... Even the Rambam doesn't have separate isurim for these things. But they all fall within the realm of imitating God and being more godlike. Whatever that word is, I use being more religious. But maybe there's a different word for it. It doesn't matter. The Rambam thought that that's supposed to be our goal. And it's just a question of how you get there. According to the Bahag, maybe, I don't want to sell the Bahag short, maybe the Bahag thought it was too much to ask of us. And the mitzvah, therefore, was just individual actions, try to imitate God in actions. You could then build with the chinuch and say, but if you imitate God with enough actions, you'll become that person. But I think the Rambam looked at the end result immediately and thought that anybody who doesn't see character development as being at the core of halachic life is missing the point. And so he could not imagine a world in which v'halach t'bidrachav meant something other than becoming more godlike in our life. And again, he believed we were capable of it. If you go home and read the first four or five halachas of Hilchos Deos, you'll see the Rambam struggling with psychological insights, but stuff that he thought was real halacha, and stuff that we would, you know, we ought to try to adapt to the extent we can. That's it.
Now we have Koma. Next week or two, you're going to start thinking around with Koma.
I'd be happy.